Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Tom Oliver. Batting second, the third baseman, Marty McManus. Batting third, the right fielder, Roy Johnson. Batting fourth, the second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Smee Jolly. Batting sixth, the catcher, Rick Farrell. Batting seventh, the first baseman, Dale Alexander. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Rabbit Warsler. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Ivy Andrews. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Ivy Andrews. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting second, the second baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting third, the center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth, the third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting sixth, the shortstop, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting seventh, the left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting eighth, the catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Harder covering, for the out. One out. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Hodapp fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp catches it and throws to first to double up Burnett. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Farrell reaches second base with a double. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum bunts towards first. Alexander scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kaum for the out. Morgan moves to second. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Andrews fields it and throws to first for the out. Morgan moves to third. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 1 in the game. Oliver hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Harder reaches second base with a double. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Harder scores. It's 1 to nothing, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up towards short. Warsler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 1 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McManus for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Morgan is called out on strikes. One out. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0 for 0 in the game. Com hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 1 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Farrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 0-for-1 in the game. Alexander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Farrell moves to third. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 0-for-1 in the game. Warsler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Farrell scores. Alexander moves to second. It's Red Sox, 1, Indians, 1. Ivy Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews is 0-for-1 in the game. Andrews hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops it up and throws to first, with Harder covering, for the out. Alexander moves to third. Warsler moves to second. Two outs. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0-for-2 in the game. Oliver hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Myatt hits a pop-up towards short. Warsler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Harder hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-1, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0-for-2 in the game. McManus hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0-for-2 in the game. Johnson strikes out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-for-2 in the game. Hodapp takes first base on ball 4. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0-for-2 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Jolly for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Burnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-2 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Johnson who is chasing the ball. Averill reaches third base with a triple. Burnett goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Averill scores. One out. It's 4-1, Indians. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 0-for-1 in the game. Kamm hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0 for 2 in the game. Knickerbocker hits a fly ball into center field. Oliver settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0 for 2 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kamm moves to second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 2 in the game. Myatt hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alexander hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rabbit Warsler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Warsler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Warsler strikes out. Two outs. George Stumpf pinch hits for Ivy Andrews. George Stumpf is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stumpf hits a ball on the ground towards short. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Welch now pitching. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 2 for 2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Harder strikes out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Jolly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Warsler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tom Oliver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Oliver is 0 for 3 in the game. Oliver hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty McManus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McManus is 0 for 3 in the game. McManus hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Harder, and towards Knickerbocker, who fields it and throws to first for the out. Oliver moves to second. One out. Roy Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 3 in the game. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. Oliver moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Hodapp takes first base on ball 4. Smee Jolly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jolly is 0 for 3 in the game. Jolly hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Knickerbocker fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Averill strikes out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Welch fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Com hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jolly. Com reaches second base with a double. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 0-for-3 in the game. Knickerbocker takes first base on ball 4. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vosmick hits a fly ball into right field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Farrell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dale Alexander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alexander is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Alexander hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Johnny Whatwood pinch hits for Rabbit Warsler. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood hits a ball on the ground towards first. Morgan scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Whatwood for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.